the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you turkeys. Welcome to the Fade 5 Podcast, a Monday Night Football edition. A little bit different. It's a holiday season after all. There's definitely booze in that mug that Lundy is sipping on because a feast week has begun. Wall-to-wall college basketball. So much football, whether on the pro circuit, the junior circuit, drop of the puck makes the Bucks in the NHL, the NBA. It's a smorgasbord of sports betting goodness, the best sports watching and sports betting week of the year. I defy if you disagree with that sentiment. So let's go ahead and hop aboard the honk, honk, plus bus, Lundy, plus 100 odds or greater. That is the requirement. Good sir, could be related to Monday Night Football or somewhere else. What do you got?
Well, first and foremost, Brad, I think everyone that is a fan of the Fade 5 Podcast would like to know, how was your Friday Costco trip? Clearly you survived, but taking life into your own hands, going to Costco before a holiday week? My God, man, you're insane.
This is why I work out like 4 or 5 days a week, because I throw stiff arms to all the old ladies who get my way. I'm like Kyle Juszczyk, old school fullback, throwing and leveling blocks left and right. I got out unscathed and with everything I needed. So it was quite a successful trip. Thank you for asking.
Well, you know, I normally go with the intention of spending a couple $100 and I leave having dropped a grand. Let's hope this guy can drop a grand tonight. Right. I'm going to go into the alt market for Mr. CMC, Christian McCaffrey this evening, rushing plus receiving. If you bump this number up, if you take it up from the standard line, which I want to say is right around like 123, 124 and a half. If you go over to DraftKings and you decide to take that little slider and move it over to the plus 130, 130 yards combined or more, you're going to lock yourself into the plus 120. Part of the reason that I like this number within about a yard, this number is what the Panthers give up rushing and receiving combined to the running back position so far this season. And I think that you take CMC, you give him a couple of extra little pushes there, just like Brad trying to stiff arm that 95-year-old lady out of the way of that nice bottle of Añejo that he wants. I think he can get to this 130 mark. I really do. Obviously, game script is going to be dependent upon this one, but you know he's going to catch the ball out of the backfield. You know he's going to run it as well. And for me, I'd rather go ahead and risk the extra 6 yards and get myself into plus territory than play it on the standard line. So let's go CMC to have over 130 rush and receiving yards combined, plus 120 over at DraftKings.
Gonna make you sweat, mamba baby. Oh, yeah, you're gonna be pulling up in all the wrong places on that one. So you're gonna come down the bitter end. Can the Carolina Panthers remain competitive? You need that ultimately to pan out for your bet to pan out. All right, let's go to some plus money action. I'm hopping aboard that bus. Honk, honk, honk. Kittles and bits, baby. Give me George Kittle. Anytime touchdown at plus 130. Oh, yeah, I'll roll the shoulders and get seduced by that juice. There at BetMGM. Great price, quite frankly. Anything in plus money, it shouldn't be remotely close to that. I think this is honestly about a minus 110, minus 115 offering. So you're giving it to me at plus odds. I will take it all day-to-day long. You look at Carolina, entering the week number 25 in dropback EPA defense. Their area of vulnerability on pass defense has been trying to defend the tight end position. They're giving up over 65 yards to plus-size targets this year. They've given up a handful, exactly 5 touchdowns to tight ends as well. When you look at Kittle, sky-high red zone target percentage, over 24%. He is numero uno as well, Lundy. And catchable target rate with Brock Purdy or Mac Jones, it really didn't matter. He gets open, and typically there is enough wide open space for the quarterback to make a simple throw to. And he has scored a touchdown in 4 or 6 games this season that he has played in 3 of his last 4 games as well. Always a threat inside the 20. And I think this game could be a little bit more of a pew, pew, pew shootout than some people believe. So put all together, give me George Kittle to spike one home, baby, anytime touchdown, plus 130 there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it with the Monday Night Football edition of the Fade Five. Keep bringing money.
Number five.
Numero cinco here on the countdown. I'm going to go with the second fiddle to the CMC Football Factory, and that being Brian Robinson Jr. This seems like a low number. And I think he's going to get at least anywhere between 5 to 8 carries in this game. Give me the over on 21.5 rush yards at a -120 sort of ground out this morning there at BetMGM. Carolina, middle of the road, and rush EPAD entering the week at number 18. But you peel back those layers of the onion, and you're not crying as a result, because they're also going to have 4.72 yards per carry and 99.2 rush yards per game just to the running back position. 13 RBs have gotten a double deuce or more on the ground against him. And again, Robinson's done this in 4 of his last 5. Over that span, he's got at least 5 rush attempts in each of those games. They're trying to reduce the workload of Christian McCaffrey a little bit on the ground, spread it out a little bit more evenly. And a guy that can get you some of those tough yards between the tackles. 3.40 yak per attempt is one of the leaders in that category. He's also the forced missed tackle, 21.8% of his ground attempts. So in terms of the advanced analytics, he's been, very, very sexy, to say the least. So numero cinco here with the Fade Five countdown. What I feel could be a layup. Hopefully he gets those 5 to 8 carries that I need on Brian Robinson. Over 21.5 rush yards at a -120 at BetMGM. Landy, fair to follow.
I have to fade you just on principle of my CMC bet. That's really all it is. I mean, I need Robinson to not take yards away from my 130 combined that I need for CMC. It's rude, Brad. It's rude for you to make a bet that could hurt mine. It's not nice. It's not nice. And I don't appreciate you. The same way that it wasn't nice to go up against Jahmyr Gibbs in fantasy yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Same kind of idea here. Same kind of idea. I'm going to fade you on principle. I do think Brian Robinson's going to get some carries. Don't get me wrong. But I'm going to fade you on principle because this messes with my plus bus.
Lundy, this isn't a Cornish hen, brother. This is a full-size turkey. There's plenty of meat on the bone.
Number 4.
All right, numero quattro here on the Fade Five countdown. Obviously off to a disagreeing start on today's episode. Let's see if that pattern will continue. Numero quattro, Ricky Pearsall. Give me the over 20.5 yards on his longest catch at a -110. Available there at BetMGM. I think this is the game. Finally, mercifully, my hand is raised. I've been waiting for Ricky Pearsall to get back of what he was earlier this season. Last week, a whole bunch of nothing. Just getting his feet wet, getting reacclimated to the ins and outs of regular football. And with that, the rust and dust knocked off, I think he is going to show up and arrive and probably catch a long bomb or possibly 3 tonight. He has gone over 20.5 yards on the longest catch 5 times this season. He's number 5 in average at the target of 15.2. He's averaging a healthy and hefty 15.6 yards per catch. He's top 20 in yards per route run. And you look at Carolina. They have given up a number of players to go for at least 20 yards on a catch, 30 times, actually, to be exact. And he's going to see a lot of Horn in coverage. J.C. Horn has been a pushover. He's given up 15.4 yards per catch. He's given up the 19th most yards of any defensive back end of the week. He's also given up a top 20 ADOT. So a lot of quarterbacks picking on him with the deep ball. That is the specialty of Ricky P. So please, 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 Ricky Pearsall, cash the over on 20.5 yards on the longest catch, number quattro, on the Monday night edition of the Fade Five Countdown, -110 at BetMGM. And Lundy, better follow.
Go long, Pearsall. Go that way. Down the road. This is like family football Thanksgiving weekend, right? When you're waiting for everything to cook, you go out there in the street, you're playing a little bit of street ball. What happens? You take that cousin of yours that you can't stand, and you're like, I need you to go all the way down there by the red Ford pickup. And then you just have him stand down there for a while. You don't actually try to throw it to him. You're just trying to get rid of your cousin. But you know, I mean, look, there's strategy to family time, people. Brad and I are old. Okay. We know the tricks of the trade. Okay. That's one of them right there. Pearsall, send him long. Let's see if we can grab at least a 20, 22 yarder right here. His over under on his yards is what? 40, 41.
Yeah, so, right around there, low 40s.
Somewhere in that range. So, yeah, if he can catch at least one of these, you may decide that you want to bet him. You may want to double down on him. Take him for the over on his yardage. Take the over on the longest catch.
Go deep.
Number three.
Nuro Trace here on the Monday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Rico Arena. Dowdle. Lundy, you knew that was coming. Shout out to Gerardo, as always, for the old school reference. And I am not going to go on the ground. I am not going to go in the anytime touchdown market. That was quite appealing. I am going to go in receiving yards for Ricky Dowdle. And the number is just 16.5. And of course, I'm going to slam dunk the over on that at a -115 there at BetMGM. San Francisco has been quite vulnerable in the short field and coverage of pass catching running backs. They have allowed the ninth most RB receiving yards on a per game basis this year at 33.5. The Ocho, meaning eight guys, have a hold in at least 17 receiving yards against him. They're number 29 in dropback EPA. Honestly, guys, the San Francisco defense kind of stinks. And, you know, the biggest area of weakness, I feel, is in that short field passing game. And you look at Dowdle, he's averaging 13.9 routes per game. So he's trotting out a route on 40.5% of his snaps. Okay, a healthy amount of usage there. He's averaging 8.6 yards per catch. So all we need is probably a couple of grabs. Hit your average, brah, and we cash in. And he's gone over this prop in four of his last seven games. And on top of that, Lundy, he's got a handsome 76.7% catch rate. So put it all together, a plus maybe a negative game script. Again, I feel this game, their points could be piling up. Maybe it's going to be lopsided in favor of San Francisco. Hopefully it won't be the travesty that we witnessed last night with Tampa. My God, that was hideous. I had to turn that thing off about midway through the third quarter. I'm like, yeah, I'll go to bed. It's officially a wrap. And the gummy's already kicking in. So Rico Dotto, numero tres here on the Fade 5 Monday Night Football edition of the Countdown on the over 16.5 receiving yards at a -115 at BetMGM. Better follow.
I will follow on this one. I know recency bias is a hell of a drug, but what, seven targets against Atlanta? I think that's what he had. He's had at least three targets in five out of his last seven games. I mean, this is a guy they're looking for in the backfield, even if Chuba Hubbard is there. So all total, I think this should be an easy number for him to be able to cross. Good bet.
All right, hey, you want some more probably not so good bets? Go to thegamingjuice.com, you jackals, and sign up for a free account. Did I mention it's free? Yeah, it's free. I don't charge you a single dime. Lundy's free, public, and transparent spreadsheet always lives on the side. If you like, drop of the buck and make it some bucks. He also wagers on other sports. Very nicely, neatly organized is his spreadsheet, and so is mine. If you have an itch, an inkling to bet on some college basketball during this feast week, I do. I already got five tickets on Monday, and the day has barely begun. I'll probably gonna double that by 9:10 because basketball doesn't stop until after midnight Central Time. Oh, I love this time of year so much. Your first games are already underway here on this Monday. We're taping before noon Central. It's wonderful. It's glorious. If you want some additional action on Monday Night Football, you want any action on the Turkey Day games, that's only going to trickle out on the spreadsheet. Go to thegamingjuice.com and get that. I'm condensing a lot of my content this week because I got to spend time with the fam. I've got meatball duties. I got turkey duties. I got cheese ball duties. I got a lot of duties to get to my duties. So as a result, I'm going to be a busy man, sun up from sundown. And I still got to host the national radio show Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, BetMGM tonight. So the Fantasy Flames, it's not going to be separate pieces. It's going to be one piece this week. I will have a top prize piece for Thanksgiving, a parlay play on all three Thanksgiving Day games. I'll do something for Black Friday as well. And my rankings already live on the site, the College Football Forecast. That'll be live late on Wednesday from Matt Fortuna, Nate Jacobson, and Ben Wittenstein. You can ask me a question of the week, and I'll get back to it at my leisure, at my convenience. You get it all at thegamingjuice.com. No Black Friday sales apply because it's free. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos on the Monday Night Football edition of the Feed 5. Ain't he so Purdy, Lundy? Let's get Brock Purdy in the mix here. We're getting a little same game parlay. I'm going to go Purdy, 2+ passing touchdowns. It's like minus 180, I think, if you bet on it individually. I hate that kind of juice. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to fool the sports book. We're going to jack the total up, and we're going to bet the under. The algorithm, oh, my God, what do I do? Oh, I'm so confused. Now, that's what the algo is thinking, and it cranks out plus money as a result. So Purdy, 2+ passing touchdowns. The game under 58.5 on the old total, plus 110 built there at BetMGM. Speaking of the total, Carolina's gone under this number in every game this year. I don't think, I think the game could be a sneaky shootout that could finish in the low 50s. So I don't think I'm going to sweat this thing out unless it goes to an extra session. Then I'm really screwed. But I will say this about Purdy. He has been marvelous in the red zone. He's completed nearly 60% of his passes inside the 20. He's averaging 7.7 red zone attempts per game. Lundy's only played 3 times this year, but he's gone 2-2-3 passing touchdowns. I believe the trend will indeed be thy friend. 4 quarterbacks have thrown for at least a pair of air strikes against Carolina this season. So put all together, numero dos on the Monday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. SGP, Brock, ain't he so Purdy? 2+ pass touchdowns in the game under on the all total, 58.5, plus 110 at DraftKings. Lundy, pay to follow.
Like this one a lot. Good way to be able to get into the plus odds. I agree with you that I do think there's going to be some points scored in this game, but I just don't think they're going to get up to that 60 mark. And him for the 2 passing touchdowns, obviously San Francisco happy to have him back. He is happy to be back as well. And you know he's going to want to show off. So I think both of those legs play very nicely together. Let's roll with it. Plus 110 at DraftKings.
Oh, Brock, you're so handsome.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Monday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's work in the Carolina Panther. Let's work in an alt market. Let's work in some more plus money because it's oh so juicy, like that deep fried and succulent turkey that you're going to be cooking on Thursday. Give me Tedero McMillan, 75 plus receiving yards at a plus 105 there at BetMGM. The Pride of Arizona is really cranking up his game. Officially, the WR1 there in Carolina. A nice little chemistry that him and Bryce Young have been bubbling here in recent games. And again, you look at San Francisco, a shell defensively of prior versions from yesteryear. They're only number 29 near the bottom of the barrel in drop back EPA defense. Now, they've only given up, 5 wide receivers get 75 yards in a game, but entering the week, they have given up the 3rd most wide receiver yards on this season. Probably getting a lot of Renardo Green in coverage, who's number 112 overall, according to PFF, and their coverage grades. And you look at McMillan, he's gotten a 75-yard mark 2 times in the last 4. He's seen a very sizable 8.1 targets per game. He's top 20 in yak. He's top 12 and total air yards. So I'm going to ride that hot hand. Bryce Young's going to have some vertical success. It won't be nearly what he did in a career effort last week, but he may throw for like 225. If he gets there, at least 75 of that, I believe, will be funneled McMillan's way. So numero uno on the Monday edition of the Fade 5 Countdown, Tedero McMillan, 75 plus receiving yards at a plus 105 at BetMGM. Good sir, fade or follow.
Nice little alt line to be able to roll with. Let's hope that we're correct about the shootout and to your point that we don't wind up with the same BS that we were dealing with in last night's Sunday night game. I was actually looking forward to that game. You know that?
I was too.
I was actually looking forward to that game, and then all of a sudden, they just decided to take a big poo right there in the middle of the field. So that was disappointing. I was hoping that was going to be a good. We had so many fun games early in the day, all the overtimes, all that.
Yeah.
And then what happens again? Big snooze fest. It sucked. It royally sucked. So let's hope that tonight's a little bit better. We know that Brad is going to be glued, and I mean glued, to the college basketball this evening, not to the NFL. You know full well, Brad, if you don't We'll get to it here in a second, but if you don't have a bet on the Bama Gonzaga game, I'm going to be really disappointed in you. Let's get to it. Let's do some bonus time, baby.
Of course I've got a bet on Bama Gonzaga. All right, it's bonus time. Whether in the NFL, the aforementioned college basketball, college football upcoming, maybe a little NHL, drop the puck and make it some bucks. The NBA, pick your poison and gobble, 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 gobble up all the bets. Lundy, what you got?
Let me just roll with a few of them for you here because it is, in fact, the holiday week, which means I may not have a lot on the spreadsheet over the course of the week, folks. I got to be honest with you. I am going to be down in America's Wang in the state of Florida. At this time tomorrow, I will be there. So bear with me when it comes to the spreadsheet. If I do see some hockey stuff that jumps out at me, I will definitely make sure that I get it posted. But those of you that do rely on the spreadsheet, just know it's going to be a little lighter than normal coming up over this week. Some of you get this reference of the shirt, by the way. So let's roll forward. Let me give you a couple. Two anytime goal scorers that I enjoy for this evening. Let's go back to Alex Ovechkin. The ageless wonder continues to do it. Folks, he's got 7 goals in his last 7 games. The man is insane. He is doing in hockey what Tom Brady was doing when he was like 48 years old, right? I mean, it's just what Ovi's doing is incredible right now. I'll take him for another anytime goal. It's at plus 130. I don't know how the hell you're getting plus odds on him right now when he rides these kinds of waves, but it's what we always get in the NHL, so I will take it. Give me Alex Ovechkin to have another anytime goal. Also, big fan of Brad Marchand and what he continues to do for the Florida Panthers. See how I tied it all together there with Florida? He's at plus 155, by the way, for an anytime goal. Straight up on the money line. Love me some New York Rangers tonight at home against the St. Louis Blues, but don't really like the idea of playing that at a minus 142. So instead, we're going to pair it up with the Tampa Bay Lightning at home against the Flyers. Give me the Rangers money line. Give me the Lightning money line. Put that together at DraftKings plus 167. Really, really like that one. I'll get a couple more posted up for you. Unfortunately, the game is tipping off like as Brad and I are sitting here recording. But folks, fade the living shit out of my Oregon State Beavers on the hardwood this
yes.
Week, okay.
Yes.
Brad, they're favored against UMass this morning.
I know. That's odd.
UMass isn't very good. But how in God's name is Oregon State a 2.5-point favorite against anybody? I'm telling you, they could play the high school that's like a mile away from my house, and they shouldn't be favored. They are bad this year, y'all. So I don't know what the hell's going on. But, yeah, I faded the living crap out of them this morning. I know Brad has more bets than he is going to be able to fit into bonus time. So let's lock and load right here. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Oh, yes, indeedy, my friend. I'm going to give you a whole lot of gory reasons behind a lot of these wagers, quite frankly, because we're going to run out of time, and that could be another, like, hour-long episode of the Fade 5. So let's go ahead and get to it right now. The team, Huevos, parlay, play. Same gamer, give me a CMC anytime touchdown. He's scoring all but, I think, 3 games this year, so I'm in on that. Give me the CMC Football Factory over the standard line on receiving yards at 43.5. He does this every stinking week. I think he's going to catch at least 50 tonight. Give me Ain't He So Purdy, 150-plus pass yards. Somehow, some way, I get to a plus 140 at BetMGM? Sure. Take my money. Absolutely love that one. It's only because you have a standard line involved there on the receiving yards that he should be able to hit that there with relative ease. So that's a team Huevos parlay play. Again, a recap. Same gamer. CMC anytime touchdown. CMC over 43.5 receiving yards. Purdy 150-plus pass yards, plus 140 built there at BetMGM. Elsewhere, bonus time. All right, Lundy. Gonzaga and Alabama. I just built this parlay because I was looking at my spreadsheet. I'm like, yeah, I don't think I've built anything yet for it. And this is how I'm honestly going to play it. I'll add to the spreadsheet. Give me the Zags on the money line. And then I'll take the total down to 170.5, and I have to dunk the over. You got 2 of the fastest teams in the country going toe-to-toe. Bama's number 9 in tempo. Gonzaga number 45 in tempo. And Bowling can absolutely score at will. Alabama number 59 in the country EFG offense. The Zags at number 27 in EFG offense. Now, Gonzaga's been fabulous defensively. They have length, they have size. This could be problematic for Alabama. That's why I believe Gonzaga is going to win. But Bama will dictate tempo. And the Zags, they love to run. And they got Graham Ike. Guy's one of the best pivot men in all of college basketball that can make it rain from outside as well. Bama, you know, is going to jack probably at least 30, 35 threes in this game. So, love taking the total down. I think it's going to hit the over on 170.5. And the Zags to get the win, that same game parlay, plus 104 built there at BetMGM.
Question.
Elsewhere.
Question. Before you leave Zaga and Bama, because I built this one earlier, and I'm waiting to click the button because I wanted to ask my college basketball colleague here his thoughts. Torvik has this as like a three-point game in favor of the Zags. Do you think Bama can keep this within a dozen?
Yeah, they can. Look, they live and die by the three. You know, you could see the body work. I mean, they're on a quite the gauntlet of a run. Obviously, getting waxed by the Purdue Boilermakers because Purdue just out-rebounded, 52-38, and then turning around, and you're playing in my ILL, and they get that victory there in the United Center in a hard-fought game. It came down the bitter end, a little bit more lower score than some people anticipated. So this is like the third straight game against quality opponents. I think they keep within a dozen, but again, they live and die by the three. If they're not shooting at least, I'd say 34-35% from distance. You have to get that number. That's the magic number to stay within the dozen, and I think they'll get it.
So the only reason I throw that out there, Brad, is because I built an SGP this morning of Zaga on the money line, Bama plus 12.5, plus 156.
Oh,
is that one. And so I like I do like your plus 104 because I like the idea of bringing the total down and popping it back up again. But that's a damn sexy number on an SGP. I was just curious. I know, like I said, Torvik's got it. Like I said, Torvik, I think, has Gonzaga by three. And so I was just curious what your thought was. All right, please continue. I shall once again yield the floor.
Yeah, Torvik minus 2.3 officially is the line for the Zags. Evan Mia's got Gonzaga by 4.2, KenPom by 4. So there you go. There's a nice little slice of what the algorithms are saying at the various sites. St. John's, day game. I'm going to take him straight up on the money line. They're in Viva Las Vegas taking on Iowa State. I think Hopkins, Ejiofor, and Jackson will be the difference in this game. Both these teams shoot over 60% from inside the arc. The Johnny's just really killing the glass. Fabulous offensive rebounding team. That could prove to be the difference in this game. They're generating a second chance 38.8% of the time. Both teams rely on turnovers, so that'll be a key factor, being cautious and protecting with the basketball. But I trust Pitino. And we're really a coin flip game between two top 20 teams on a neutral floor. So give me the Johnnies on the money line at a plus 115 is what I grabbed it at earlier today. I will have a ton more college basketball on the spreadsheet throughout the entire day. I'm already losing a game as we speak. And I crashed back down to earth over the weekend. So maybe the heater is extinguished and I'm venturing into Siberia. But we keep on firing. That's what we do in college basketball. And I've been killing it so far this season. So regression was bound to kick
in. Oregon State's already down by 5. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
I mentioned them, and now they're already down by 5. They're like 3 minutes into the game. I'm telling you, folks, they suck. Just keep
feeding they're
them,
absolutely okay? Trash. I agree with Lundy there. If you want some additional bets in the NFL, I got more on the spreadsheet. I'll give you one in the NBA. Nikola Jokic is like minus 125 to triple-double. So the way I approached it, Lundy, is just piecing out every category in the alt markets and getting it to plus money. And I did that. Built this at DraftKings. Jokic 25 plus points, 10 plus rebounds, 10 plus assists. All right. Plus 106 against Memphis.
Yeah.
And he's done all of this in 6 of 8.
And the reason you're seeing his triple double numbers change, and the reason you're going to have to keep an eye on it is, folks, they now don't have Christian Brown or Aaron Gordon for the next month and a half. Both of those guys are nursing injuries and are out anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. They're talking about Christian Brown not being back until early to mid January. They haven't put a specific date on AG, but yesterday they announced it'll be at least 4 to 6 weeks with his hammy.
Oh, all right. Great inside information there.
They're going to have to lean on Jokic like crazy. Jamal, who has had a great start to the season. Jamal Murray finally showing up as regular season Jamal instead of just playoff Jamal. He's doing very well, but they're going to have to lean on guys like Peyton Watson. Keep an eye on Peyton Watson for his points, props, and things like that, because they're going to need him. Maybe not that 32-point explosion that he had last week, but they're going to need P-SWAT badly on this team. They're going to need to see Tim Hardaway Jr. step up, and they're going to need Bruce Brown, who they got back in the free agent market. They're going to need Bruce Brown as well. So keep an eye on some of the guys around Jokic as well, because those guys, like I said, this Nuggets team, as hot of a start as they're off to, they are now going to be down two starters until at least after the holidays.
Yeah, so take the next step. You're going to have to build these out individually to get a much better price as a result, because, I mean, Jokic is averaging well north of every single one of those thresholds. 25 is the highest, and he's averaging over 30 points a game.
And there's also some rumblings here, by the way, in Denver that you may see David Adelman go with the Twin Towers approach. You may see both Jokic and Valanciunas out on the court at the same time.
Interesting.
Because they're losing so much size without having AG, without having Aaron Gordon out there. So there are some rumblings. You may want to keep an eye on some Valanciunas props as well, because, like I said, not only is he going to see some minutes, because they're going to have to make sure that they don't wear Jokic down, but he may put both of them out there at the same time.
All right, fantastic insights there from Nathaniel Lundy, who knows the ins and outs of everything when it comes to Denver sports. So excellent stuff there. All right, we are out of breath and out of time here on the Monday night edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Again, go to thegamingjuice.com at Jackal. Sign up for a free account. Go to our friends as well at Betalytics. Use that promo code JUICE. Again, that's promo code JUICE for 25% off their advanced data and projections in every sport imaginable for you bettors that are out there. Also, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Fade or follow us on the X. Lundy always giving it to you there. At Nate Lundy, I'm doing the same. At Noisy Uevos, I will try. I cannot guarantee I'm going to get a Thanksgiving edition out of the podcast, just focusing on the Thanksgiving Day games, and maybe working something on the Black Friday game as well. We're going to take the rest of the week off after that. I want Lundy to enjoy with his family. I got to do the same. I got a gazillion things I got to get to. So we'll be back after it for sure next Monday, a week from today. And again, keep your eyes peeled. If you want to just like slip away and not listen to your Aunt Irma fart on the couch for hours on end, and you just, you know, want to find out some bets on Thanksgiving Day, I'm going to try to crank out some solo, maybe like 10-15 minutes on Wednesday. So until next time, as always, fade or follow, that is up to you. Gobble gobble.